I'm Jason Ball, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we discuss all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, and we are making some progress, chipping away at it. So, right, my friends?
Yes, we are chipping away. We're halfway through, almost season two. I'm Jackie Rodriguez.
Wait, how are we even halfway through? Are you talking about the entire series?
No, season two.
No, I still feel like I'm so far away.
We are not halfway through.
Anyways, as you can tell, I'm the newbie. I still feel like we're at the beginning, which we are, but I guess we're halfway through season two.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot. We've learned a lot about the characters and their development. They've evolved already, so it's a great thing. As I was watching these last couple of episodes, I had some LOL moments, so I'm very, very happy about that. So we are on episode 41, the one where Eddie moves in. It premiered on February 22nd, 1996, to 30.2 million viewers. Jackie, tell us what happened.
Yeah, so Eddie is Chandler's new roommate. Joey is in his new apartment with a whole bunch of tacky decor. Phoebe's singing talent gets discovered with her song Smelly Cat, and she makes a wonderful music video. And then Monica and Ross annoy each other like their brother and sister, because by now Rachel and Ross are dating, and Ross is spending a lot of time at Monica's.
I'm surprised sometimes how much, when you do the recap, how much goes on in one episode.
Yeah, they have like each storylines for each character, each two characters. Yes,
there's a lot going on in this episode. Where do you want to start?
I like Joey's apartment.
It's really flamboyant.
It is so tacky, and it's so like Italiano, you know. It's
who knew soap stars made that much money when they first started?
I know.
It's almost like in a previous episode where we saw how a Joey gifted Chandler the bracelet. Very flamboyant.
Yes. It's very like gaudy, like in that sense. You know, like, I don't know. I always imagine old Italian-esque decor, like when you go to Italy and see like all the decor there, and it's very old style, I think.
How were your guys' first apartments?
Mine was a one bedroom in Fullerton with Cassie, and we had a bunk bed for a few months because it was a one bedroom. We shared the bedroom and had a bunk bed for the first year. It was mine that I brought from home. It was just easy.
Jason?
I had the first apartment I lived in college was a duplex, and it was owned by one of my roommate's dad. So we got a really good deal on rent, but it was an old house, and it was not the best. I mean, when we first moved in, there were mice in the house all over the place. I was standing in the doorway on the phone with the light out, talking to them, back when you used to stand in the kitchen and talk on the phone. That's how old I am. And a mouse ran across my foot, and I completely freaked out.
Oh my god, I hope that.
Do you ever have a first apartment? No, because you went from the sorority house to your house.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, you can kind of, I mean, they were all rooms and everybody had their own roommates with their different personalities. So, I mean, our room, it fit six to a room. There was actually four girls in there. We had a walk-in closet because we had the biggest room. But then the kitchen, everyone used it and stuff. So, no, I never lived in an apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that they both Chandler and Joey had their, you know, living alone, but they were lonely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can be lonely when you're, you know, particularly when you're young and living by yourself.
They didn't realize how much they depended or needed each other, I guess, until they moved out.
Their bromance is very cute because you really do, in this series of episodes, you really do understand how close they are. I don't think you realize that kind of before you just think they're roommates and part of the group, but they really do have a special bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved Chandler's slippers, their dog slippers. You know, when he's in this, he's talking on the phone and he's like all lonely sitting on the counter with his dog slippers.
He is so bored.
I know. It's very cute. And their phone conversation, watching Baywatch, it's very cute. I do like seeing their bromance like this.
I think it's funny that they mention Yasmine Bleeth, because I think Matthew Perry dated her for a little while.
He did?
Yeah.
Who? How many people did he date in Hollywood?
I know. He was like,
they were big guys, right? Yeah. I mean, they were on the number one TV show. They were all single. They all dated around.
Yeah, I guess he was like, I don't look at him. I mean, he's cute, but I don't look at him like, oh, he's super handsome, you know? But I guess that was then. That was the look then. I don't know, but.
Well, he was funny.
Yeah, that's true.
He's charming, and I'm sure.
That is all things that, you know, women want in a man.
In Hollywood, too, he probably kind of was a power player, too, because he could, you know, he had on the big TV show, you had influence.
And his dad knew a bunch of people.
Yeah.
He was in.
He was totally in.
But and back to like Joey going overboard. I think it's that when you've been kind of poor, growing up in middle class means, and then he's always struggled as an actor and not really had a lot of money and always bumming money off of Chandler and et cetera. So when he had money, he just kind of goes overboard. Did you guys ever do anything like that? Max out a credit card the funny thing is, you know, when he was pre-approved for a credit card. I think we all remember that. I'm like, oh my God,
yes,
for a credit card.
Yes.
And then a year later it's maxed out and you're like, what did I do?
Totally. I've done that when I first moved out, and I bought expensive jeans. I still have one pair to this day, because obviously that was like 15 years ago. I don't fit in them anymore, but that was one jeans where I'm like, maybe I can fit in them one day, because they were like $200 jeans. And I'm like, can't give them away. They're Systems of Humanity jeans. And so that's the only thing that I've spent.
Like, so they're like Oprah's Calvin Klein jeans. Yes. She's been in the closet forever.
And it's funny because I've moved so many times, because in different apartments, and I still carry them with me. Every time I pack them, I'm like, oh, there they are. Okay, I'll keep them. And then, oh, there they are. Okay, I'll keep them. And they just keep moving along with me.
Yeah, well, just wait till you get to be my age. And I've got stuff we've been carrying around for 25 years.
How about you, Jason? Do you ever do anything like that?
Oh, of course. I think we all did. I mean, that first time you get that credit card, it feels like, you know, you're an adult for the first time. And that's what I really enjoyed about watching the show again, is it's remembering that, what it's like to be in your 20s. For me, it's remembering that. But I think that's why young people still identify with it, because it deals with those, you know, those things that you do. I mean, I don't think I ever spent $1,200 on a plastic parrot.
Yeah, no. I'm
not going to
go that far.
No.
But, you know, we all did some extravagant things. So, you know, it's part of being young.
Live and learn.
Part of being young. You got to learn. You have to learn. That's the thing, is people can tell you, you know, what to do. But I do feel like millennials, you guys are much better at, like, saving money than we were at Gen X. For sure.
I remember my dad, when I was younger, he would sit me down and help him pay the bills. I wasn't, he would have me write out the checks and he would sign them. So he would have me tally up everything that, you know, we would spend on that month, electricity, water, whatever it was, to kind of maybe give me incense, or maybe he just wanted help, but it really taught me. And which is
he was teaching you a lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why I still pay my bills with checks.
Yeah, you're like the only person.
I'm not going to be fooled into paying more than I owe for, I don't know, water or whatever it is. Yeah. Like those little hidden fees. Yeah. You have to keep your eye out.
Yeah. What else?
Oh, and I loved the whole Phoebe thing. The whole Phoebe being discovered.
It was hilarious. The music video was hilarious.
Oh my God.
I don't know how this wasn't the whole episode, and why it was called, you know, the one where Eddie moves out. It should be the one with the smelly cat video.
Yeah, it should be, right? It should be. I loved, she was so surprised. And then when she goes into the studio and she's like singing and there's background singers, and then when she watches the video, she's like, I hear it in my head, but this is what you guys hear?
I sound really good.
Yeah, and everyone was just in shock that she didn't realize what was happening to her. She was being bamboozled.
I know.
I love this too, because it's just such insight into Phoebe, and she has a very high opinion of herself, and not in a arrogant sort of way. I don't know. She's the only one person I know who can pull that off. I sound really good.
Yeah.
And not realize that.
And then it was funny when she walks in and she sees a backup singer. She's like, oh, I thought they were just here to watch me or something. Like that. Right.
She's got a confidence around her. Like she's, but it's not like cocky. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's in a nice way where it's endearing, you know, that she thinks this highly of her singing.
It was just hilarious. It was, the music video was great because it was so dramatic over a smelly cat. Right.
I love the beginning of it where the woman throws out the cat. The whole thing's just hilarious. And the way it was really like a 90s video. They had the little story in the beginning and then they did the video. And did you guys notice too that the director for the video was A. Chase, who it was Adam Chase is one of the writers on the show.
Oh, no.
I didn't notice that, no.
Yeah, and it was BKC Records, which is Bright, Kaufman, and Crane, the show creators.
Oh!
So I love those little Easter eggs in there, too.
Yeah, because it tells you in the corner, like those 90s music videos, tells you in the corner what song, who's it by, and then the little names. I didn't catch that. I didn't even look at that.
I love the way they dropped those in.
Yeah. Yeah, she's so funny with just her whole demeanor with the whole song. I mean, this song becomes big because of her, but it's not really her singing.
The whole thing is just, it's farcical and hilarious that they, you know, they, because you're like, well, did they like the song and they picked her because she's pretty, but then they use this other singer in it and like, you're like, how did all that happen?
Yeah. But then she feels bad for the other singer. And she does not, she could care less about like her. She's like, I'm the one with the music video. You're not paying attention, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But then she brings it all back to the level, you know, about Smelly Cat, that the singer is actually like Smelly Cat. And this song has so many levels.
Oh, it's so deep. This is so deep. Silly little song. It's just so
it's
deep.
It's hilarious. I enjoyed it very much.
And I like the sing along at the end with the cast in the coffee shop, too, where they all had to sing a line. Except for poor Ross, there wasn't one left for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't you do a sing-along to Smelly Cat?
I did for the Las Vegas pop-up that I went to with Warner Brothers. There was a booth, and there was a sing-along with Chrissy Hines, and I recorded. It wasn't working to have actual recording, but I filmed myself in there in an actual booth, and everything. It was cool. It was fun.
Oh, no, we need to see this.
Yeah. Well, since Smelly Cat made its debut, we're going to put it up on Instagram for...
Oh my gosh, tune in to Instagram to see that. That's awesome.
Me singing Smelly Cat.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Was it fun? Did you sound good? Did you sound like Phoebe or did you sound like Phoebe's alternate voice?
I sound she like myself. It's just me and my voice. See, I didn't even try to sing. I was just singing like I'm talking.
Your cover of Smelly Cat makes it to debut.
Exactly. I mean, that's huge. There have been so many celebrities who've sung Smelly Cat. We've already got Chrissy Hine and Chris Isaac.
Didn't Justin Bieber do something? He sang it or something like that?
I know Taylor Swift brought up Lisa Kudrow during her 1989 tour when she was bringing up celebrities at the end. And she brought up Lisa Kudrow and they sang Smelly Cat together.
Hmm.
That is hilarious.
Well, Jackie...
I know.
It's up to you now.
I gotta get Taylor Swift.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we gotta talk about Chandler's got a new roommate. Yeah. And it ain't good. All right, we'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, and we are back. Episode 41, the one where Eddie moves in. So this kind of the underlying theme of this is about roommates and living together. And, you know, Joey and Chandler have lived together for a long time. And Joey moves out and they miss each other desperately. And we realize how important their relationship is and how relationships with roommates can be important and challenges with living with people. So Chandler gets a new roommate that he met at the grocery store, which I think is a little weird that he just
asked him to move in.
I mean, that is weird. We've talked about this before. Chandler probably doesn't even need a roommate.
Yeah.
It's not like he needs to pay for the apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only been one instance. So most of my roommates have been my friends throughout my life. But there's one instance where when I moved from Orange County to LA, but she was a friend of a friend. Her name was Sheila, and I lived in Miracle Mile. And she was sweetheart, and we hit it off right away. But we made sure we had coffee before, talked about things, and then we kind of went forward after that. But since she was a recommendation through one of my friends, I felt comfortable. So Chandler just meeting a guy at the grocery store, it was like, what?
Like, I mean, like, how long were they talking at that grocery store for Chandler to be like, hey, you want to be my roommate?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a couple of crazy roommates. And it's not fun. And I kind of knew them at least tangentially through other people. And it, crazy roommate will kill you though.
Yeah. I've never had a crazy roommate. So I'm lucky in that sense that all the people I've lived with have been pretty good.
Yeah. Same.
you're fortunate.
Yeah.
So Adam Goldberg, actor Adam Goldberg plays Eddie. He shows up, you know, he was in when I was watching this again, I'm like, what do I remember him from? I mean, he's kind of been around forever, but I'm like, what do I remember him from? And then I looked it up and he was in Dazed and Confused.
Which is
one of my favorite movies of all time.
He has that recognizable face.
I didn't recognize him, or I kind of didn't know who he was. And I was watching the episode with my husband and my husband immediately knew who he was. He was like, hey, it's Adam Goldberg. I've seen him before. I was like, oh, thanks.
And because he did Dazed and Confused, he said no at first to this Friends role. So, but he says quote, the Friends thing was totally fun and completely worth it. It was idiotic of me to think for 2 seconds that I should have done it, because he had hesitations before because he was from the movie, you know? So I'm glad he did it. And he's memorable in this role. The intensity of his character is crazy.
He's very good in this, actually. I think he does a really good job. He's very memorable for the episodes that he's in, and he's very different than the rest of the characters too.
Yeah, so
it's, very intense. That's for sure.
And speaking of intensity, Ross and Monica get so in each other's faces as brother and sister, because Ross is spending more time at their apartment because he's dating Rachel. And I just think, I know that. I have a brother and they get on your nerves so hard. And so I know exactly what she's going through.
But why is it that our relatives annoy us so much?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, I was the third child, so like I understand that. I always just want to hang out with my siblings. I didn't have anybody else to hang out with. I mean, I did have friends, but it's like include me. And so I think that just growing up, and then when you become adults, you don't appreciate it until you get older, you know, like how much they mean to you. So I think they're just going through that transition and that name calling butt munch. And I'm like, I totally get that. I used to call my brother.
That's funny. Yeah, I guess what you're saying is true. I remember always wanting to be with my sister when I was younger. I'd always ask to go to birthday parties with her, even if it was like her friend.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, be nice to her, let her go to the party. And
yeah,
always just wanted to spend time with her. I remember her watching Grey's Anatomy and me just wanted to sit on the bed with her. And she would never give me the time of day. And then when she did want to play with me, she would always say, okay, let's go play in your room. My room would be the biggest mess. And she'd be like, okay, I'm going to go back to my room now. And she would make me clean it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was pretty mean to my little brother, too.
So.
I just, he was, I don't know. he wanted to play and be part of it. And I'm like, no, you can't play with us.
Yeah. It's always that. And it's, again, the youngest, it was always the one that would get the crappy end of the stick because we just like, okay. And then just kind of turn around.
But it's funny. Yeah. I see that in my niece and nephew right now. Uh-huh. And my nephew always wants to play with my niece, and my niece is, you know, older, so she kind of knows how to work her way. Yeah. And I'm always like, Sebastian, you need to stand up for her yourself. Don't let her do that, because I remember when my sister would do to me.
Yeah. And Monica stands up for herself with Ross. You know, when she tells him, I hated you when we were younger, you know, and he's like, you hated me? He's like, because you always got your way. And I'm like, Yes, I get that. I totally get that. Yeah, so I like how they had a breakthrough.
Yeah, I think it's funny that Ross thought what they were doing was fun, that kind of bickering and fighting. He goes, that's not fun for you?
It's not fun.
But it was sweet. Actually, in the end, it was sweet when he realizes that she's not enjoying it, so he wants her to, you know, let's watch Entertainment Tonight. And then he feels guilty and they change it back to whatever, Serengeti.
Because she gives in to him. She's like, okay, we can watch it.
Because he still gets his way.
He still gets his way. Which is something I would do too. And I need to stop.
Any, what are your favorite parts of this episode?
Mine was just the whole Phoebe music video. I think that's my highlight of the whole episode.
Mine was a Smelly Cat music video. Hilarious. Yeah. The intensity.
I love when she comes in and brings the videotape in the machine. Goes, none of you, if you don't like it, too bad, or whatever, because none of you've made a video.
Music video, yeah.
Courtney Cox made a video, though.
Yes, with Bruce Springsteen. She was the one.
Well, I read that Lisa Kudrow was also in a music video, an Ice Cube's music video.
What?
I have never seen it. I have to find out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It was from his 91 album, Death Certificate. So I'll have to find that. Truth to the Game. Yeah.
All right. Well,
the other thing is when Joey moves out and they play All By Myself, the song that they're playing, that's actually a cover song for a Laura Branigan song. But then in 96, the next year, or later this year, Celine Dion recorded that song. And it was a huge hit for Celine Dion. Hmm.
I didn't know that song until it showed up in Clueless.
All By Myself? I used to sing it all the time when I was younger because my sister never wanted to play with me.
Yeah.
So I would sing it.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good one.
I love Celine's version of it too. She's just so amazing.
Yeah. Anything Celine is amazing.
Totally.
It's true. I could tell my Celine story, but maybe I won't.
Share it.
We went to I took Troy to Celine in Vegas for his birthday, and because he's a big fan. And I kept teasing him like, oh, you're going to cry. You're going to be sweet. He goes, I know. The lights came down. She came out singing Power of Love, and I completely lost it.
Oh,
it was
amazing. Yeah, she is amazing. Her voice just fills the arena, you know, and just it has that effect.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was a fun episode to talk about.
Yeah,
it was.
All right. Coming up in the next episode, the roommate gets a little kooky.
The roommate gets intense. Eddie gets intense.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk all about that.
Yes, and follow us on Instagram at Friends with Friends Podcast,
where you can see Jackie singing Smelly Cat.
Yeah, in a voice booth, not a music video.
And if you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5 stars, and leave nice comments. Until next time.